You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
And welcome everyone to 1 Million Cups of Appleton. It's March 3rd of 2021. We are a weekly celebration of entrepreneurship where we gather as community members and other entrepreneurs to listen to an entrepreneur's journey, their personal journey, as well as what led them to starting their company. Today, we're thrilled to have a local company here talking to us right from Appleton. We have Alex Franz with Antix Productions. Is that right, Alex? Is it Antix Productions?
Yes, it is.
I know it just says Antix, so I wanted to make sure I said it correctly. Great. Well, hey, Alex, thanks so much for being here today. Why don't you take it from here?
All right. Thank you. I'm just going to share my screen here, hopefully. Can everyone see it?
Looks great. Yeah.
All right. As Andrew mentioned, my name is Alex. I'm the founder and artistic director of Antix. Antix is a multi-platform production company that is also a social enterprise. So we'll be learning a bit more about it today. What I'm looking for today is really followers. You can follow us on Facebook, follow our webpage. We're all across social media. And so what I'm really looking for is people to get involved and follow Antix Productions. So I'm going to take you back to the year 2016. I was graduating from Carnegie Mellon University with my BFA in directing. Up until this point in my life, I had done everything right. What I mean by that is I immersed myself in theater, found the best theater school that I could. Actually, in my junior spring, I interned in New York City, and I was also working remotely for a producer my entire senior year. Unfortunately, a lot of my advisors were saying that my parents needed to fund the first 3 years of my career. And that really didn't make sense to me. They were encouraging us to move to LA or New York, where the price of living is very high. And here we are at the premier university, and we're still being told that our parents have to front our careers. So naturally, I returned home to the Valley, like a lot of people do. And what I found out was that my experience is much more common. There was a study done by Artists Report back in 2014. They estimated that about 2 million people are graduating with fine arts degrees in any given year, and less than 10% of them are actually working in the field. And that's a problem to me. That's a problem because we have a lot of people with a lot of creativity, time, talents, and stories to tell, and they're not being given a fair shot at telling that story. So this is where Antix was born. Antix is really all about energy and about using what's at hand. We reflect deeply on this last line of the Stagehands Creed. We have been doing so much with so little for so long that now we can do just about anything with almost nothing in no time at all. And that's really a sentiment that I think a lot of artists can relate to. So what makes Antix different? What makes Antix different is our commitment to artists. Most production companies find their audience and then make selections based on what they believe their audience will pay for. Antix kind of inverts that, and we're trusting the artist first and building a relationship with them so that they can create the enriching art that they want to make. I mentioned that we were a social enterprise. A big concept that we believe in is something called fair trade art, and that is fairly compensating artists for their time and talents. So when you come to an Antix production, you'll know that part of that ticket is going directly back to the artist. Antix is a Fox Cities company, really aimed at unifying the Fox Cities. We have several great communities, each with their own creative flavor. And Antix is really looking to elevate the whole Fox Cities community and to bring good art and continue to make the Fox Cities a great place to live. As I mentioned earlier, we are a social enterprise. We are an LLC, but that being said, we have pillars and values, such as our value of fair trade art that we're heavily dedicated to. And we're really aimed at enriching the community. So in this way, we're an LLC with nonprofit values. So a theater company that I modeled a lot of our production and our business model off of is called Bricolage Theater Company. Bricolage in German literally means the theater of what's at hand. And I had an opportunity to intern with them when I was in Pittsburgh. A key thing to understand is they're really spearheading the immersive arts movement, and Bricolage 12 or 14 years ago was also just an idea, but they kind of reinvigorated the Pittsburgh community through their work. And I'm looking to do a similar thing with Appleton and the Fox Cities. So what do I mean by innovative art? Our fundraiser for the year is going to be something called New Horizons. It's a 24-hour theater festival in which six writers board a bus and ride around the Fox Cities. They return to a theater where a group of actors and directors are waiting for them with props. And then the writers go home to write. And at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, we have six fresh new plays. The actors and directors have assembled a second time, and they're rehearsing rehearsing these new 10-minute plays. At 6 p.m. Saturday night, the plays go up. What makes this unique is the business model. It's a scaled ticket. So for $75, you can join us for the whole shebang. For $50, you can join us for the Saturday evening performance and light hors d'oeuvres after or before. And for $25, you can come to just the show. Additionally, I mentioned that actors are going to be have props. So I'm seeking out sponsorships from local community businesses to sponsor a prop. And last but not least, we're also looking at streaming the production on YouTube, so our friends and family from across the nation can tune in and find a little bit about what Antics is all about. 2020 was kind of a deadly year for art because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so what we believe is the Fox Cities is going to see kind of a creative renaissance, which makes right now an ideal time for Antics to join the scene. So you might be asking, this all sounds great, but how do you pick your projects? We have a project approval board made of five people, myself included. And so when an artist comes to us with an idea, we'll help them develop their project proposal and budget. And then there's a graded rubric with a max score of 25 points. And everyone in our project approval committee will rate the project. You'll notice there is a blank space down here. That's for my CFO, and I am currently looking for a CFO. So as I said in the beginning, we're looking for followers and interested parties to follow us across social media, as well as to visit our website. And that is Antics Productions.
Awesome, Alex, great job. And thanks so much for sharing your vision with us and your company. I have a couple just really quick questions for you. How old are you? Not how old are you as a person, but how old is your company?
So I started my company in 2016 when I was still at Carnegie Mellon University. So it's about 5 years and 4 months old, but we recently incorporated. So that's kind of the initiator of our, why now.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Any other questions from the crowd? I always have a few, but, anyone wants to open up?
Hey, Alex, Amy, you can go.
That's all right. I was just wondering, Alex, thank you. How are you going to, I love your New Horizons. That sounds like a really great thing for the Fox cities. I love it that actors get on a bus and drive around, and you're what you called a scaled ticket. Sounds like that'll be really, the market should accept that. So I'm wondering, when are you going to start promoting that, or what are your ideas for promoting and getting the word out about Antics Productions and that event?
So I have four or five projects that are in the works right now, but I'm putting myself through the same approval process that we put our collaborating artists through. So the project approval board needs to meet and vote on my projects before we can begin advertising them.
Have they approved your New Horizons project?
Not yet.
Oh.
We are scheduling a meeting, hopefully, for late next week.
Okay. Well, I see Bob's here with us this morning, and he's also on your board. So hopefully you, rah-rah, will help.
Awesome. Alex, how are you funding this? Like, obviously, there's startup costs. Are you doing it all out of pocket right now? Is there, you know, any kind of, can you speak to that? Like, how are you footing the bill?
Right now, I'm entirely out of pocket. But I recently redid our website, and there is opportunities to get involved financially there, including becoming a patron. And similarly, I am looking for investors to invest in the first three seasons. I have a budget built for the first three seasons, so I know approximately what that'll cost and what the returns will be. Again, knock on wood, because it is live theater and live performances. But yeah, that's how I'm hoping to fund.
Could you speak on that a little bit more? So you're looking for investors, which would mean you're a for-profit business. What does an investor get out of? I mean, you mentioned social enterprise, which kind of had that cool diagram between nonprofit and business. Is an investor expected to get return, or is it like a donation? Like, what is that?
I have to think about that.
Okay. That's more of my nerdy, like, business model hat. So I totally get, and that's the right answer. If you haven't thought about it, don't try to spit through. Awesome. Any other questions from the crowd?
Yeah, Andrew, one thing you're talking about for funding, and Alex kind of touched upon it where he was saying the tickets for 75, 50, and 25, and that's for a live presentation at the Prime Meridian in Appleton. $75 is a dinner theater, so that's pretty upscale. Yeah. That model will be generate a fair amount of profit if it gets to be the support and the success that we anticipate. Am I putting words into your mouth, Alex, or is that pretty much?
No, that's thanks for the plug.
Awesome.
Hey, Alex, just wondering, are there other similar business models like this around the country? And when I say that, I mean like in the Appleton, Fox City area type, not necessarily the bigger cities.
So there are other production companies, but what I'm trying to do with the commitment to artists and with the fair trade art is really kind of unique. I have yet to run into a business that is so multifaceted and put so much trust in their artists right from the get-go.
Alex, is there a symbol that or a logo or something that designates fair trade art?
I made one on Canva yesterday. As of now, there is, but we could definitely generate a better logo as the project continues.
Is fair trade art, is that something you like coined that term, or is that more of a national kind of thing?
I haven't done my research. I've never heard of it being used elsewhere, but it could be. I just don't know.
I heard you talk about that. I think that is key as well. And so including that, helping people because they know what fair trade means. So applying it to art and artists, I think is excellent. And seeing Antic's logo along with that fair trade symbol or logo that you've created is important, I think. And really is going to I think make people want to support you.
I thought that was a national like thing that you latched onto. So that's pretty cool that
Yeah, I did too.
Any other questions? And when you coin it and you need a trademark or something, talk to Mike Bendel. So
we talked a little bit previously in class, and I had a new idea, Alex. If that is a coined word and you're starting a movement with that, even though you and I had talked about that those words may be more generic or descriptive, so therefore not protectable as a traditional trademark, a certification mark is something else. And that's something where you can, you know, you're setting the standard, and then and meeting that standard is important to people. And so if you're starting that, we should have a different conversation about that as an opportunity to protect it and get your name associated with it and own it to start off with.
Yeah, that's cool. Any other questions? Eric, where's your questions today, man?
I'm off my game, man. I don't really have anything. So,
I have kind of a question that I'm wondering if someone has challenged you on, Alex. So, you know, when I think about the arts, right, I think after working in New York for a while, I really saw the business side of art, right? If you go on, you know, to Radio City Music Hall, everything is a business decision because the producers expect a return, right? And then, you know, before going to New York, I was really only in nonprofit theater, right? Where it seems like we're always trying to raise money. We never have enough. But then in for-profit theater, we have, you have this budget and you need to, you know, you think that you go to Broadway, you have unlimited, you know, money and resources and you can spend, you know, whatever. But actually, it's the opposite. Like the producers are really stingy. They're business people. And they say, listen, this is your budget and you need to hold to it. And I need to see a return on this. So how are you, like, have you thought about this? Like you have two very, you know, nonprofit and you have four business theater models. They both are stingy because the money is always the, you know, game. But I think the thing that I see in local companies here is that nonprofit theaters don't always think about the business side. They, you know, they go get money from donors. And I think donors have become hesitant to give them money because, you know, they aren't business savvy per se, right? They kind of think like, oh, we'll build a show and people will come and that's fine. But really a big part of getting your customers is knowing what will they respond to, how to acquire them. You know, there's all these business mindsets. So how have you thought about this? Because, you know, sure, you can have fair trade and you can have artists go build what they want to build. But at the end of the day, if no one pays for it, which, you know, could or could not be the case for you, you don't have any money to pay them anyways, right? So like, how are you balancing that? And like, I get that, you know, you don't want to stifle their creativity by thinking about business, but at the end of the day, you are a business, right?
Right.
So have you thought about anything like that? And that was a really kind of stumbled through question, but I'm curious to know if you've been challenged at that kind of, in that kind of questioning before.
So I come back to our proposal model, and in the proposal form that they fill out, it talks about revenue. It talks about potential revenue. How is this idea going to make money? We ask for a budget on the project. And part of that budget is not only how much it costs, but also the potential revenue. So in that way, we are always looking to how this is going to impact the community. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and I guess that's a good point. Like, you're bringing in this review board, like business, successful business people like Bob to make sure that you have a good chance of return, right? Is that what you're saying? Like,
yes,
that's part of your model, which I think is really smart. Because I will say, if there's one thing I've seen from a lot of nonprofit theaters in the area that I've worked with, is they don't think about the profit part, right? I think a lot of theater people and artists, they're very creative people, but they don't think about the business end. The business end is so important, I think, to have a sustainable program, period.
In this perspective, Alex has made a pretty detailed business plan. It does show a challenge to make profit. I think initially we would like to see if we could kind of impact the generosity of potential actors and things of that nature, creative arts that can generate, can help see the future that within a year or two, a couple of years, we'll be making some profit. And then it can generate some potential income for actors, props, all that sort of thing combined. So, but initially, I do feel in that artistic community, there is that, altruistic effort to say, we want to make this succeed, we want to participate, we'll help, we'll sacrifice, as that quote that Alex uses, actors can do so much with so little, and they're so accustomed to it. So, but it's going to be a challenge. There's no ends, ifs, or buts about it. But I do feel that pandemic-wise, I think this is the perfect time for people. They really want to get out, they want to experience socialize. We're a gregarious creature by nature. And I think this could be a good time for this to really launch and give it a little bit more credibility to attract people to come to the Valley.
Yeah. Another example, I mentioned I have four or five projects that are pending review, but another one I'm thinking about doing is a production of Midsummer Night's Dream in June. That would be presented in the Appleton Parks. And this is just an example of Shakespeare is royalty free. Shakespeare is very commonly taught in high schools and colleges. There used to be a Shakespeare on the Fox in the Valley, which was sponsored by the PAC. So I know there's an audience. So really building that audience is what we aim to do.
Yeah, that's cool. Awesome.
So, Alex, are you looking at, and maybe I didn't catch that, so are you looking at local actors and kind of keeping them employed then too, then, as far as being acting? Is that kind of the ultimate objective?
That's the ultimate objective. Right now, and I may be wrong, but right now I'm not familiar with any other production company in the Valley that compensates their actors. And I remember when in my days in community theater, gas is expensive, getting to and from rehearsal, can be a financial commitment. Mm-hmm. So we want to, we think it's time that actors are fairly compensated for their work.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Just out of curiosity, like, how many people are reaching out to you to do shows like this? Like, is there just a huge amount of people out here that want to do this, but there's nobody there that's willing to put up the funds to do it?
So I'm using a lot of grassroots marketing, and I have yet to receive any project proposals externally. But that being said, you can propose projects directly on our website. I'm also offering a free 30-minute consult if you have a project that you'd like to think through with me. To answer your question, I'm just starting out, and I don't think that I have enough awareness yet to truly answer that question.
Okay. Well, will you also, Alex, be going after maybe companies, in the area that might want to do certain things, maybe for employees, on skit, different skits. I'm just thinking outside, you know, that companies also that may, you know, larger companies that may just want to do something for their employees, you know, employee picnics or whatever like that?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, Alex, I got a question for you. We haven't talked, I mean, there's the Attic Theater, there's the Nina Players, there's UWO, Fox Valley. Have you thought about maybe exposing antics to them to see if you could get some of them, I shouldn't say steal away some of these potential actors, but there's some good local actors that might be interested, you know, in fulfilling some of these roles. And I think the fee for their participation would be minimal compared to bringing someone from out of town.
Well, one thing that I'm planning on doing with New Horizons is creating a registration packet. So those different organizations can send a director and a few actors to participate in New Horizons and then register as a group. So that's how I plan on getting those groups involved in antics.
I was going to say something similar to what Bob was saying, but you know, you got to go to where the people are, right? And if they're already finding these other outlets like Riverside Theater and UW Fox Valley and, you know, music theater up in Green Bay, you know, there's people gathering already, and these are your people, right? The people you want to reach. So from a grassroots marketing standpoint, it might be really smart to partner with them. Yeah, awesome. Alex, where does antics come from? What is the story behind the name?
I just like it. I have a very frenetic energy, and believe it or not, sometimes I don't sit still well. So it kind of captured, to me, it captured the energy and the freneticism that is common in theater, and across all the art forms. So
cool. Awesome. Love that. Very good. Any other questions from anyone? Mr. Bacon, do you have any questions? Actually, I see Jane has a question.
Is today's session recorded? I have some people who I think would like to see it who couldn't be here today.
Great question. It's going to be a podcast when Eric gets to it, and it's also on Facebook. So you can go to the Facebook page and find the recording. And I think that goes live like right away after.
Yeah, it's always on Facebook. It's going to be a while before it hits the podcast because we have so much back content that I'm publishing right now. So
perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Bacon, any questions? No questions today.
I've got a question. Hey Alex. So you said you're looking for partnerships right now, really within just people, general awareness of the production of the company. And then also for sponsorships for certain things in the future. Are there any other kinds of partnerships or collaborations that you're looking to make, like with either for theater spaces, with people, with like stage texts or anything like that that you're looking to make connections for?
The answer is yes. I'm looking for small businesses who want to collaborate. I'm looking for several of our proposed projects include food. So that's another big area. Our theater performances are going to need set construction. So, you know, supplies and there's a wide array of needs. And we're looking for, you know, partnerships and knowledge about where and who to go to.
Cool. Good to know.
Awesome.
Alex, I have one quick question for you. You said you were looking for these businesses to sponsor props or something. So how are you going to let people know that those companies sponsored? And by sponsoring, do you mean they give you stuff to use forever, or it's just stuff that you're going to use for one show, or how do you envision that working?
So I envision the sponsorship model as a financial donation to New Horizons, and then we will have a printed program for New Horizons that will include all of our sponsors. So that's kind of their recognition, as well as because we will be broadcasting all of our productions via YouTube, we'll also have a digital program on our website.
Thank you.
On the bus, maybe on the bus, you could have a banner with all your sponsors and things of that nature.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think they'd appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, hey, this has been really great. It's always exciting to have like a local 1 Million Cups company. So thanks so much for being here today, Alex. The final question for 1 Million Cups is always, what can the community or what can the group of us gathered here today do for you? And I know you've mentioned this a couple times, different things, but if you just want to recap that, like what can we do for you, Alex?
So first of all is following us. We have our first YouTube series coming out on March 15th. That's called 2020 Unmasked. So subscribing to that channel would be greatly appreciated. Also thinking of us in terms of small business partnerships, looking for seeking sponsors, seeking people who believe in the arts, who'd like to get involved in Antics. So by keeping Antics in mind, you're really helping us.
Awesome. Great. Well, hey, thanks so much, everyone, for being here. And thanks again, Alex. Please share Antics with your networks locally here. I'm excited to see where you guys go.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.